Back in the Solomons, on the tiny island of Tumaco, descendants of the Lapita still build and sail traditional voyaging canoes. These canoes may look basic, but their relative sophistication enabled the Lapita to travel further into the Pacific than anyone had ever dared before. They were no longer reliant on paddles alone. They had wind power. Sails, perhaps similar to this crab claw design, enabled the Lapita to cover huge distances. With heavy sails, the canoes needed extra stability. The Lapita added a second hull, and the long-distance outrigger canoe was finally born.